Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together.
I'm here today to talk about how you can rebuild yourself after coming through a toxic relationship. And why I know you can is because I have. It takes a lot of work, but you can do it. And so I'm going to go through several steps here that will truly, truly allow you to love life again. After you come through a toxic relationship, you're pretty beaten down. You don't trust yourself. You don't trust other people. Your boundaries are pretty weak. So there's some steps you should take, some steps to help you recover and to live. Those really start with removing toxic situations and people and personalities from your life, getting rid of them, no longer engaging in the drama, removing yourself from that, and then finding really good people, finding people who are like-minded, who like the things you like, who are kind, gentle, good people. Find them. Hang out with them. Another thing you can do is find really good talk therapy, right? Our family, our friends, they're great. They support us. But to have an unbiased opinion to help us through our situations and really help us talk through, it's key. And then this next thing kind of encompasses everything else. Something I did and something you should do too to help rebuild yourself after this toxic relationship. It's learning to chase joy. Chasing joy. Oh my God, what does that mean? Going out and finding the things that truly bring joy and peace and love to your heart, that light up your being. This can be done in a couple of different ways. Finding new adventurous things to do. Have you ever taken a painting class? Do you know how to draw? Do you write? How about meditation? How about trying out the new yoga studio? I've done these things. They're all so helpful and fun and cathartic and therapeutic. Other things that are joyful. Actually, getting exercise, it's joyful. I suggest at least a half an hour a day. But if you can't do that, just take a break in your day. Get up, take a walk. Doesn't have to be anything strenuous. Just take a walk or stretch at your desk. Stand up. Get some exercise. Other things you can do, and it's much needed, is to eat healthier, to get a lot of rest. You've been through a lot. Rest is needed. You have to rejuvenate yourself. You're going to need rest to be able to get through everything. To be able to get through the talk therapy and all the fun things you want to do to reclaim your life. Forgive. Forgive yourself for taking part in that relationship. Forgiving the other person for not being capable. Truly forgiving. Again and again and again. Being gentle with yourself. We're often our hardest critics. We are not always gentle with ourselves. Be gentle with yourself. You're human. You went through it. You've survived. And now you're going to make changes. I'm curious, what are you all going to do? What things are you going to take up that I've suggested that'll get you out there, teach you to start chasing joy? Get after it. Get after it. Chase your joy. Truly take part in the things that you love. And most of all, take time for yourself. truly take time for yourself. It's the number one key to coming through it all. Give to yourself and love yourself. So I hope you found a few things here that will help you out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.